Delling Pole, Greta the Teenage Climate Puppet Goes Full Marxist. By James Delling Pole on November 29, 2019. Greta Thunberg, the teenage climate puppet, has gone full Marxist. In her latest public statement, she says that the climate crisis is not just about the environment. It is a crisis of human rights, of justice, and of political will. Colonial, racist, and patriarchal systems of oppression have created and fueled it. We need to dismantle them all. To anyone familiar with the workings of the Green Movement, Greta's statement will come as no surprise whatsoever. That's why I called my book on the subject Watermelons. Environmentalists are often green on the outside, red on the inside. Their movement is essentially a global socialistic redistribution exercise hiding behind a mask of green righteousness. Meanwhile, the consequences of little Greta's hissy fits are being felt across Europe and hitting ordinary people hard. In Germany, the car industry is ailing badly. Daimler, the German company that makes Mercedes-Benz cars, will slash at least 10,000 jobs worldwide in a major cost-cutting drive to help finance the switch to electric cars. The total number worldwide will be in the five digits, said personnel chief Wilfried Porth. More than 1,000 managers stand to lose their jobs. As it is also in the UK. Production this year is down by 14% on the same period in 2018. The only month to rise was August, when output was artificially raised because many plants were shut in the same month a year earlier. Yet another month of falling car production makes these extremely worrying times for the sector, said SMMT chief executive Mike Hawes. Germany's electricity prices have rocketed to their highest ever. More than 340,000 German households had their electricity turned off last year because they couldn't pay their electricity bills. A mother is sitting with her son in her darkened apartment in Hanover, source, DPA. While wholesale electricity prices in Germany have increased by about 13% in 2019, taxes and levies on electricity have reached their highest level ever and will cost German families and consumers a staggering €44 billion in 2020. And yet again, the latest UN climate summit, 25 Colombian pesos, which Greta Thunberg is attending, is destined to be a damp squib, with lots of scaremongering talk and little concerted action. Any carbon dioxide emissions cuts it agrees on will be more than offset by the growth of Chinese industry. In less than 2 years, China is once again immersed in a vast coal boom, similar to its one new coal plant per week 2006 to 2015 commitment, resulting in air pollution so thick it could be cut with a knife. Now replenished as new coal power plant construction is planning an additional 148 gigawatts, a number that equals the current total coal generating capacity of the EU. To add insult to injury, China is trolling the COP25 climate talks by mocking their puny efforts. Beijing. China on Wednesday accused developed countries, including the US, of doing too little to curb global warming, ahead of a UN summit discussing controversial issues including climate compensation. China is the world's second largest economy and the biggest emitter of carbon dioxide, but has repeatedly argued that developed nations should lead on tackling international climate obligations. Developed countries' insufficient political will to provide support is the biggest problem currently facing international climate efforts, said Zhao Yingmin, Vice Minister of Ecology and Environment, at a press conference on Wednesday. And with most of the West so eager to destroy its industrial capacity just because an annoying little girl in pigtails got radicalized by watching Ice Age 2, is it any wonder that China treats it with such ill-disguised contempt?